College football is back in the biggest, most epic kickoff weekend ever. Top-ranked teams and top-tier matchups.
We have as good an opening week slate of games that I can ever remember.
Number 20 USC takes on the top-ranked defending champion Crimson Tide. Number 10 Notre Dame faces Texas. And number 11 Ole Miss battles the fourth-ranked Seminoles. The road to the college football playoff starts Labor Day weekend on ABC, ESPN, and streaming live on the ESPN app and watch ESPN.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae, and we are doing WAGS Season 2, Episode 8. Nicole's got a big decision to make with Larry, and the girls are talking a whole lot of mess about Sasha. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Just fade away.
I feel it.
Fade away.
I feel it.
Yeah, for real. Not face gold.
She's cute to me now.
No, yeah, but I'm saying in the video when they was looking like,
oh yeah, roll up, roll up, hold up, that shower scene.
What's up, you guys?
You know, Trinae was in her bedroom last night.
I'm surprised she didn't.
Oh yeah, you could, Millie, right? Hey.
That shower scene. Can we talk that shower scene in that video?
Okay, you guys. We're going to get into that, but we got to, you know, they got to know who we are first.
Honey, oh, they know.
So they know.
I keep thinking this is The View, and we had opening credits run.
Well, you know, what's up, you guys? We're back at it again. We're in full gear. Got the whole squad in the building.
Squad. Just a little remix.
I'm your girl, Trinae, and, you know, I am joined by my crew. Who are you?
Well, I'm Char.
Sucker MCs.
I promise we haven't been drinking.
No.
I'm Char of Char Says So.
I am DJ Jesse J of JesseJanity.com.
And this is, I'm just kidding.
Ever ease wags.
We got the live feed
here on AfterBuzz TV.
But oh my gosh, so last night when I seen that whole situation with freaking Teyana Taylor, I was like not expecting her to be in the shower. With
that was the best part to me. I was living vicariously because, you know, I'm perpetually single and I'm a nun. So
you was in bed like
I was getting my hell life during that video. Oh my! And it seems so refreshing to see everybody posting Teyana as their body goals.
Yeah, you know
Kim had kind of set the standard. Everybody wanted the fat ass and the flat tummy tee and the waist trainer. Then get
not after and her she, open last night. Yeah. I felt like Kim.
No. I'm saying as far as how everybody wanted that shape, and Teyana with everybody doing body. Is somebody about to come in this door? with everybody. Oh, okay. I was about to say. I was
y'all,
like
the
that.
Doorknob just turned.
The doorknob's turning. You all know.
Just you know, it's what goes on.
My
in the
weapons
studio.
Are in my purse across the over there. I don't know if I should duck,
if Shari jumped on this table and grabbed her purse, girl,
she
I would have been.
Like, oh, no,
seriously, I got scared when I saw that.
Can we talk about the fact that she brought out the crybaby, but sexy crybaby?
Yes.
That was hot.
The whole thing was hot. I lived for the shower scene and then the scene at the end. And we all know Iman Schubert, her baby daddy, he's working with a monster in those pants.
And remember it's her perfect Snapchat? Segue because, you know, he's an athlete and she's
a
wifey, but you know
she's a
wag, and she carries herself really, really. I really wish that we could like kind of see how they got together,
like a little reality show,
you know, because like
you know she was with that one guy, I forgot his name, and then LaShante.
He did her hella dirty.
Yes, LaShante came in and quote unquote stole him.
Yeah,
and Teyana was kind of like down and out. But that's a testament to God's goodness.
Man, because look now.
Woo.
She got her a fine daddy, a cute baby.
Junie is the cutest baby. Looks like a baby doll.
In coin.
So be careful what you do. So anyway.
Yes, we were talking about Kanye's new video.
Yeah.
Moving along.
So anyway, so tonight's episode or whatever was, you know, some key parts, key components. But we're just going to jump into it. Basically, the episode opens up with Larry and Nicole going to look at a house. It's a 5-bedroom house going for $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse's snoring.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, they have some interesting points in this scene, Jesse.
And why do you think that?
I think it was interesting. No, I think it was interesting because Nicole, they are obviously not on the same page. Nicole is in this house like, oh, we can turn this into a nursery and we can do this. And he's just all about the man cave.
Yeah, I thought that
y'all aren't on the same page,
well,
sweetie.
But let me ask you guys this. Like, if you're in a relationship, like, is it that, okay, they're going to move in. When you move in, like, that's when you start thinking about or, like, start planning for kids? Or can you move in and enjoy that time? Because I was thinking, like, with marriage now, I feel like when you get married, there should be a certain time for you guys to enjoy that marriagehood just between the two of you guys without having to throw...
But they're not talking about marriage. And they already lived together. I asked Nicole this, and she said if she could go back, when she was in studio, she said if she could go back, she would do things differently. She would not live with Larry prior to a ring. So he's already comfortable. We've been living together for years. I'm technically doing wifely duties. So why should he propose if he's getting, you know, the cow and the milk for free?
Yeah.
And y'all just out here, not, you know, you're just you, but sex. A lot of you guys, a lot of people do this. I'm not going to say you guys. A lot of
it's shacking, though. Yeah. And so shacking it's like up. There's no push for him to get married because what's the reward?
You know what?
What's the reward? I'm getting all the perks now.
Yeah. And I mean, it's crazy, too, because you can tell that she obviously wants this really badly, but I wonder, you know, in their personal life, do they talk about kids? Because I'm telling you, every viewers out there, when you look at their Instagram, you don't see what we're seeing on this television show. You see
them
that's
getting
why,
along.
Yeah, pictures can be so deceiving, right?
Yeah,
don't you think? Like
Instagram,
those,
you can be whoever,
right? Like those Instagram couples that are like hella, like, you know, relationship goals.
Because you only see the 9 a.m. post, the 5 p.m. post, and then that 7 p.m. You don't see what happened.
And I think Nicole
from the 9
is
to 5.
Hurting. I think she is. Yeah. She's a little salty
because she seems like she's like a normal relationship type of girl, and when you're in this world, you have to deal with a lot of stuff, and it's like, it always just amazes me how much girls are willing to put up with. Like,
well, that, Jesse, we can start unpacking that, because women are conditioned to.
I mean,
women are, I just tweeted about this, can we destroy the notion? I wish we could destroy the notion for women in particular, not taking away from same-sex things, but for women in particular, there is this notion that we are supposed to maintain and stay in toxic relationships and allow our men to mature. And that is a crock of shit. We talked about this on Twitter the other day on my timeline, as far as like, this one girl basically kicked it off and said, no, I will not ask my uneducated, underpaid, overworked grandmother, who was a mother of five and a grandmother before, before 40, why she didn't leave my grandfather. Because, hello, all of the names you just listed. It was system, and that we talk about this all the time on my Twitter.
Well, you know what? The way that some women think, they think that the men to woman ratio is really small. You know,
that is true,
men
too.
Are going towards different races. They're going towards the same sex.
Well,
so,
black women are statistically the least desired.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, you want to stick it out through it and things like that, especially just like if you're young and you feel like this person is equally yoked. You're like, well, maybe if I step back like we see Nicole doing, oh, it'll make him change.
She acting like Katie Ross.
Yeah.
Shout out to us. Tell me. Nicole is acting a little bit like Katie Ross.
And right? Then, you know.
You better not so you can stay on.
Right. And then Larry, you know, typical man thing. I don't think we should jump into this, like getting this house. Just because it's here doesn't mean we should jump into it. Because Nicole was really quick. She loved the house. She's like, why not? Like, we're not going to just like, you know, if we're going to move away from the house that we have now, it should be into something bigger for our future.
And this room is the nursery, not your man cave. Like, there are conversations that need to be had, and some of them do not need to be on camera, Larry and Nicole. And I see what you're saying. Oh, I really like your nails.
Thank you.
You copied off of me from last week.
Girl, I saw this at Forever 21.
Anyway, I see. No, because my nails were gray last week. But anyway, I see what you were saying as far as, like, sometimes you meet people and you want to stick it out and things like that. And maybe that's why, you know, I'm perpetually single, because I have yet to meet a man who I think is worthy of that.
Yeah, and I mean,
I don't know if I just don't hang in there long enough or give them enough, but I feel like we're adults. I don't have time for these games.
Yeah, and I mean, I know for him. He's probably stuck it out through with her, and she probably feels like he is husband material because he has these qualities. Like, you know, have you ever heard of those women making lists where they'll like write out the negatives and the positives of a man?
Yeah, but the thing is like, look, you can have a, you can make that list of positives real long, and there can only be two negatives, right? But sometimes those two negatives weigh 10 times more than all the positives.
Yeah. That is true. That is absolutely true.
And you have to question if he's talking about he don't want a nursing. Now, I also do think that if a nurse, like a man cave is something that Larry wants, then that is something that you should look for in a house.
She wasn't taking it away from him. She just said this room, because it was so big. And she's like, there's rooms down the hall. And he's like, well, I can, you don't want me to be able to stretch my arms and things? Like, there was like a room maybe the size of this studio that could have been his man cave. But what he wanted was the room that was like this studio connected to studio two.
You got to listen to what he wants, because that will tell
you. Well, he does have
what
the coin.
Really?
So, honey, you may need to.
Ooh, that was a word.
What you need. So read between the lines. And speaking of, you know, long list of negatives versus positives, the ladies, Sasha and Tia, and a special guest, Ashley from. You
Ashley
know,
showed her pregnant you ass know, up.
See? Was
yeah.
It, you were asking
now
for
Now, let
that.
Me ask you this. Would you attend, and you all can answer in the live feed too, would you go to a twerking class taught by a white woman?
You know what?
I would.
Only thing is, have you guys ever seen those girls from
twerk?
It's the twerk video of all the girls from not Argentina, it's somewhere in Europe, and it's that white girls that be doing it.
Mm-mm.
If it was that class, but other than that, absolutely.
I would personally go because I felt like this twerking class was more of a workout. I mean, not saying that the standard twerking in the club when I hear the
bend that back.
The beat drop is not saying that that's not a workout, but she had a way of teaching.
Well, I've seen her.
So I was like,
I'd
be open to going too, but that's just something that I thought about when I was eating my snack. Well, no, this was this morning, so I was just out the shower, and I was like, there's a white girl teaching a twerk class.
Yeah, she
welcome
teaches.
Welcome to LA.
Yeah. if you don't live in LA, she teaches this twerk out class. Lex Twerk or something like that. Yeah, Lexi.
Oh, she's European and Mexican.
Okay. Yeah,
oh,
she'd
is
be
this
like,
that girl?
Hey,
she got a fat butt?
No, her butt is very
so
small.
So she's not
but she,
white.
Like,
I apologize.
Kicks it back and forth. She knows how to dance to Caribbean
well,
music,
white, damn
to
yeah,
Afrobeat
European.
Music,
it's
all that.
It's
but,
like Nicolette.
Nicolette Mexican?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Me neither, but basically this whole scene was interesting because, you know, I think it was like, you know, we got to figure out what Ashley's been up to. She mentioned, she's like, you know, I'm engaged. She's like, I'm engaged.
Did you see
and
the look Sasha gave her when she said that? Like, Sasha was like, very, you know,
still?
The tight lip, like.
5 months later? 10 years?
It's been 11 years they've been engaged, right?
Been engaged for 10 years. Oh, you know, we were in Washington and
came back my man who's her baby daddy,
Deshaun.
Fiance. Yes, Deshaun is a free agent now. He was let go.
Oh.
Which is common.
Well, then they probably will get married soon.
Maybe. But she was like, but you know,
why get married if I get have everything already right here?
Okay. And now he probably gonna go out and have some more fun in his life if he a free agent, because he's gonna have that stress on him.
Hopefully not.
And he surely ain't gonna want to be at home
with two
to be like, why aren't we married?
With little Charlie and a newborn coming.
Yeah.
And I told you all that I ran into pregnant Ashley.
You did.
Up the street in North Hollywood while I was on the set of Basketball Wives. I was in the restaurant with Jackie in between takes having lunch.
She's a cute little prego.
And I was like, what are the odds? Two little shows
Charlie.
That I cover.
Yeah, I know. And then it comes.
Melissa thinks you have a chance with Deshaun.
Oh.
Look, we don't want that to happen to Shaw.
I'm not Alicia Keys, right. Okay? I'm not Alicia Keys. I will not be wrecking any homes. But thank you, Melissa.
That was sad. Somebody said
she does. Ashley does seem like a sweet girl. She never should have dated an athlete or been on reality TV.
Her mom, I couldn't stand her mom. You know, you really need to just stick through it. I
well,
stuck
her
through
mom
it with your dad.
Because the resources were not there for you, mom. Mm,
yeah.
Product of your environment.
Yes, and women, it's a totally different day and age for women now. So stop listening to your mammy, because resources and things that are allotted to us as women today were not there for our mothers and grandmothers and things of that nature. So they had to to stick with your trifling ass granddaddy.
Like, this is not the skeletons in the closet, girl. You out here lying about this man and your whole situation. You clearly aren't happy. Your spirit don't look happy, and you still out here rooting for him.
I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
Ashley does look like a broken woman.
You know? Mm,
like, behind the
sad eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sad. Lost. Mm-hmm. But anywho, so we get, you know...
Okay, who out here is lying, talking about, you know, Beyonce wasn't the VMA's first choice?
They're being dumb.
Actually, Sasha. L.A., you...
They're trying to be funny. Are we talking about that now?
You know, we're going to save that for last because basically we need to talk about Olivia and Mercedes.
I'm Team Natalie.
You're Team Natalie still.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And I say his name Mercedes because that's how it's spelled. His name is spelled Mercedes, and I pronounce it phonetically. Thank you.
Can we all just call him that for now?
Marmar.
That's Marmar.
I'm just
living
saying.
Marmar.
We love you too, Law.
Mar, no. But basically, he invited Olivia over to his house or whatever. She thought that, you know, they were going to order takeout and they were going to just, you know, look into each other's eyes and drink mimosa. But basically, they ended up inviting over Top Chef.
Which is a very nice date idea.
That was nice.
That's a nice date idea.
That was really nice. You know, she got really moist down there.
And he made an inappropriate joke. He made an inappropriate joke to her, the chef.
Yeah.
Because she said something about how she, something that could have been turned into an inappropriate joke, and the chef went ahead and made the joke, and they just laughed it off.
Yeah.
Totally inappropriate. You flipped that damn scallop over there, and you stay out of me and my man's business. Oh. Thank you.
But, yeah, no, I was saying that you know, women out there, you know, you get a date like that, you're like, dang, okay.
You be ready to, okay. I want you,
tonight I'm gonna dance for you, whoa, whoa. my mom wasn't ready. Shoot. So basically they go to the table or whatever and they're talking and they're in a good place and
blah blah blah, you know, blah blah blah.
Then all of a sudden bling bling bling, his phone went off.
Yo, Sophia wasn't in this episode.
I will call you back.
She was appearance on his iCloud.
Yeah. But and then he's like it. But you know what, I just want to take it to the next level. When he pulled out
Mercedes doesn't follow any of them. That is some tea right there. Doesn't follow any of them on Instagram and vice versa. It's clear this was
a storyline because Olivia has the personality of a rock.
They didn't even kiss.
And
that
that's
is
an insult
true,
to rocks.
Ella. They don't even kiss on the lips or walk each other to the car. But yeah, they're dating. That's true. I've never seen them like exchange, like, you know, a little smooch here and there.
Mm.
They may be private.
No. Umar,
well, no, because I have a friend like that who he does not follow people that he dates on social media.
Yeah, you don't want to see
I mean, personally, I don't think I'd follow my man on Twitter.
No.
Well, I don't know. Ooh, that's tough.
I don't like, see, once we're, I'm like thinking about it, I'm grossed out. Like, why am I like overthinking? Should I follow them on social media?
Right. It should come organically.
I follow people that I'm cool with and if I know you, like, and if I'm not, like, there's no secret.
I'm going to peek at your Twitter, though. Because
you know what I mean?
Like, if our philosophies don't align, we might as well nip this in the bud before it gets too deep.
Okay. But now that is pretty toxic, picking at the Twitter. You know, maybe something happened in the relationship.
And you saw Sophia was very, 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 very brick wall, tight-lipped when I asked about Mercedes when her and Nicole were in studio. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to talk about that.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Could you maybe, you know? But yeah, so basically they were sitting at the table and he slid her a black box and I thought it was a promise ring. What did you guys think?
It was my promise
ring. I honestly did not know what to expect. It could have been a jumbo shrimp.
She opens it up. She's like, a key? Is this your mailbox key? No, but it ended up being a key to his house. What did you guys, how do you feel about that?
I mean, late night when he's up in bed and he don't feel like going downstairs to let her in, like.
I mean, I didn't think about that. that is a big step.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Wendy Williams once said, it was so funny to me because she said that she always kept a lot of keys when she was a single girl. She kept a lot of locks on her door.
Mm.
And the next stage would be, you know, to give her boyfriend at the time a key, but it wouldn't be the key. It would be, you know, all 8 of these are unlocked, but that one's locked, so he can just walk in. But in the event something sours and he tries to just walk in, you got 8 more to go through type thing. So I thought that was funny. But when you give people keys to your place, I don't know, that just makes, for me, that's uncomfortable. So that's a, that is a big step, because your place is your, that's your space. That is your... Your stuff is there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter how you clean or pack stuff up.
Their girlfriends.
Your stuff is there.
Hey, girl, you can come on my place anytime you want, sister.
Can I invite my friends over to watch a movie?
Because this on some Angel Brinks.
He looked at her.
Maybe the beards out here be real.
What Angel Brinks do?
That's off-camera talk.
I'll tell you. Shady boots. But so basically, did you notice how she tried to invite her friend? Her friends over to
her
place.
She said she only had 2 friends and they were going to have a movie night.
And he looked at her like...
You going to have strangers in my damn house?
Like,
you act like a 4-year-old your damn self.
Let me give that key back.
Who going to supervise? Y'all ain't about to burn down my condo.
I'm just like, what did Nicole think when she's sitting over here like, he inviting you to his place already? And I can't even get a house with my man?
I know, that was so sad.
But they live together already. Nicole and Larry already live together. Mm-hmm. The house is just a different option. They already freaking live together.
It took the freaking medium, Tyler the medium, to tell her something she already knew. First of all, this whole scene with the medium was ridiculous.
Because they're trying to get him a second
season. He is really trying to make this work. They're really trying to make Fetch work, and it's not going to happen. I've never watched an episode of Tyler's show. I saw that Chloe and Chris were on there for one show, and I was like, maybe I'll check it out. But this man has literally made his rounds to every E! Show. Well, I think he was on the Dolls, the WWE Dolls, EJ in the City. Like, he's been everywhere. He even did a segment on The View and read Sarah Haynes and Raven Simone, which was interesting because I watched The View.
Do you feel like he pulled something out of them?
I do, for Raven. Well, for both of them, actually. But I just, and I agree.
He's not no Long Island medium?
Well, I never watched her with the square nails, and of course, you're an East Coaster.
Oh, she's good.
The medium used Google.
Blonde hair lady?
She's too good.
The stiff blonde hair lady with the square nails.
You know what?
Her nails be... I can't with her nails. I'm gonna pop them off like...
He meant well, but I just really feel like he probably already... This is something
this
that
is Googleable
was already
information.
New.
You know Barbie's boyfriend at the time when she was 19 and first joined WWE. You can find all of this on Google.
Yeah. Like,
and that really brought Barbie to tears. So that's still something like... But I thought, when I was watching this, I was like, I wonder how Sheldon must feel. And I'm thinking, if you got married and your man went to a medium to try to reconnect with his deceased girlfriend, like, how would that make me feel?
Yeah.
I don't know. And they're newlyweds. And then he's like, I could tell that he's telling me that something changed for you in March. And Barbie's like, I just got married in March. Again, all Googleable information.
And just, I mean, we already knew that Natalie was career focused. That was in last season.
I'm skeptical. Do they have an after show for the medium guy?
Yeah.
They do. Are they ever going to bring him in? Because I need to be here. He doesn't even have to read me. I just want to witness. Because he was even on...
I do
want to
see that.
He was even on Braxton Family Values.
Oh, really?
Wasn't he on...
Because we don't... You know, here at After Us, we don't edit. It's a live show, honey, so...
Now watch, I'm talking all this shit, and he come in here and talk to me, and I'm sprawled
talking
out over the desk.
Talking about your dogs.
Or my grandma or something, and I'm sprawled out all over the desk. Because information about me ain't necessarily Googleable. Some is, some ain't.
This was terrible, though, because then he gets to Nicole, and he's like... You know, you've been in this relationship a long time, but marriage, it's going to take a while. And she's like, finally, this like light bulb pops off in her head when it's like, you already knew this information. So why did it take some guy that's scribbling on a piece of paper?
They should have just called Iyanla Van Zandt.
Honestly, I've been telling my friend the same thing. Iyanla was in a toxic relationship. Never wanted to listen a day to me. 2 years after the toxic relationship, goes, sees the therapist. The therapist says the exact same thing.
That you've been
Stop
saying.
Calling the person and block them. She gonna come home.
She's just enlightened now.
I don't know why I never...
To me, that's like, you don't respect me. You don't honor my word. You don't respect me. And then you wasting your breath coming, sitting on the corner of my fucking bed, talking all your talk. I'm so mad I just cursed.
Y'all, that's who we need to get in here. Sean.
Oh, yeah.
I know you don't like Sean, but he'll...
Y'all
would make for good entities.
Let me tell you something. If Sean came in here, I would be sipping my tea the entire time. I don't even know if I have anything to say to him.
He'd be like, that's a lie.
I am Jesus. Like, he's...
Black Jesus.
But no, I just thought that it was, like you said, it was a filler. Like, it was really
unnecessary. It was such a pointless scene.
It's a plug.
Because for their other E! Show. I don't know. Why do y'all think that they're pressing this so hard? Like, is his dad or uncle or godfather or something like an exec over at E?
No, but they probably gave this kid a show. I wonder what the ratings are doing and if they aren't doing well.
But he was on The Kardashians before the show even premiered. So that's the perfect launching pad. Mm. And then he had Chris and Chloe on the show. The show is already in production, so maybe it's working in, I don't know. And he's done tons of celebrities. Like I said, he's been on Braxton Family Values, The View, you know, literally everywhere.
So well, interesting. It's interesting because we have Natalie and Olivia, you know, they've been working together. They've been having their brand together for a while, and they did a photo shoot. They're always doing something together, and the photographer had grabbed Olivia to the side and was like, I really like your look. Would you like to do...
I'm working on a project.
A photo shoot. Yeah. What did you think about that? She is dumb. Like, you got to get your coin. And if your friend understands and your friend is understanding and knows that you're trying to get there, she will be like, yeah, take the photo shoot.
First of all...
Why do you need... That's not your man. Why do you need to check with her?
Things like this all the time, primarily in music, okay? As a Destiny's Child aficionado, yep. There were plenty of times, even before Beyonce was getting certain opportunities, Kelly was on Avant's remix for Separated. No beef. That, like, there's no... you should be able to hold your own. And then on top of that, if you want to couple this with to the Natalie and Nicole situation, they don't even have the talent of Destiny's Child. They are just taking pictures. So what is it? You all run a blog, and yes, and Natalie brings something to the table, and Olivia brings something to the table. But the way that I saw it is it's a platform to further expand your brand. If he only wants to work with you, you end up doing the magazine spread or the cover or whatever, and it's linking people directly to you all's blog. Yeah. It's expanding your territory.
Everyone wins.
So that's why would you limit yourself because he doesn't want to work with Natalie? To me, that makes no... Grow up, little girl.
Can Natalie come?
And
I didn't invite Natalie.
What kind of friend is Natalie? You know what I mean? Like, that you have to think, like, oh, Natalie, I'd be mad.
First of all, Natalie's not a friend. Natalie is family. Ooh. Totally different. Natalie gonna be there at the end of the day. That's
right.
My cousin.
That's true.
Okay.
But then they were at the hookah spot with Mercedes, and hey, it was like, night.
Crude joke, like, how you suck it?
Yeah, with the O's when they were doing the hookah. He's like, you go,
hey, girl night.
And so pretty much, like, they all, you know, are at the hookah spot with him, and he invites Olivia out.
Wait, Caitlin Monroe, please tweet us that blog. She said they don't even have a blog. There's only 3 posts.
They stopped doing the YouTube videos.
Oh, Jesus.
They don't have their after show that they didn't want to come on here because they were doing...
Well, you know what? A lot of people, and I just was tweeting about this, not to get off course, but a lot of people don't realize just how hard this shit is. We make it look fun, and, oh, we're just doing our personality. I was just tweeting about the literal art of broadcast. It's not easy. So maybe they did start an after show, and it lasted literally 2 episodes because it's not easy to do. The commitment, the time, the setup, it's not easy.
To have to sit and watch this shit and break it down and take
it
seriously.
It's not easy. You have to love what you do.
I just want
to
be drunk.
They only did 2 after shows.
They were on the couch when they could have been everywhere. They could have been traveling.
Listen, if you're scared to come in here, you don't need to be. None of us bite. You know, I just may ask some hard questions.
We love you.
We'll put you in the same box as Brinks. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
But yeah, basically, like, Natalie, she's like, I don't know about him. Like,
and I agree. That's why I said I'm Team Natalie. Because I don't look at that as hating. She's being skeptical. Natalie has maintained her position ever since she saw Mercedes' number come in on Sophia's phone. She has not faltered in that
lower
setting.
That backhand approach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is, I'm on the same page as her. Mm.
But what did you think about that when he was like, do you want to go out with us or whatever? And she's like, oh, I'm going to stay behind girls' night. Like, what did you think of that?
I must have missed that scene. Wait,
yeah, like, basically, Mercedes had invited Olivia out. He's like, yeah, so, you know, we're about to
leave. With him and his boys?
Yeah, we're about to leave. Like, do you want to come with us? She's like, no, I'm going to stay behind. Girls' night.
Your mistake. But she knew to say that as
I'm not going out with my boyfriend and 8 of his boys. No, thank you.
Well, right,
you.
Because they're probably going to go.
Headache.
This is L.A., right?
Yeah.
They're probably going, what, to WeHo or, I mean, like...
Home.
Right, the underground. What's the new thing that everyone's doing? The tickling thing? The escort?
I'm not going
here in LA.
with my new boyfriend and six of his homeboys anywhere.
Well, it was two of them.
Don't, too many, okay?
But, yeah.
So if they get to go, then I'm inviting my girls, too. We can all, we can travel in a pack.
Exactly. But, so yeah, we kind of notice that Natalie's not feeling that whole relationship.
You then, think she's hating a little bit? Because that's what the live feed seems to think. They think she's bitter.
I mean, she
I
could,
don't think so.
Olivia could say the same thing about Sean. Like, Sean is hella, like, possessive. He wants to control Natalie. He wants to, like, you know, make her moves. He don't want to see her doing
but
what
I believe
she enjoys doing.
Natalie and Sean's connection more than I ever
that is
can
true.
Even, like, fathom
you
Olivia.
You can't pay
and,
me to believe right? Olivia
it's
Mercedes.
Like, Olivia's so, like, giddy with him, and he's just kind of like, yeah.
Even
so.
Though it surprised me last week, Jesse, you weren't here, but Sasha said Olivia's her favorite. And Sophia,
really?
And Sophia is her least favorite. She can't stand Sophia. And Olivia is
I
her
can
favorite.
See that. That's interesting.
She said off camera, but, like, they've had, like, some good moments.
Olivia
and I was like,
actually
really?
Seems like she's probably really. I mean, I'm friends with one of Olivia's friends. I'm actually really close friends with one of Olivia's friends. And I've only heard positive things. I think it's because she hangs out with Natalie so much that it's just like you can't really get that Olivia out of her. I don't know.
She doesn't have an identity. That's what happens when you're, like, stuck with a friend for the whole time. But we're going to skip over to the performance. So
Jesus.
Finally, the performance was in, I want to say it was, like, in Inglewood. I had went to this performance. I was a bit skeptical when I walked in.
It was
like, really ratchet, really hoodlum. I will say
you know
it wasn't.
What it reminded me of?
It was not like what I thought it was gonna be.
I had to send Trinae
I
alone.
Called him. I was like, "Is this supposed to be like?"
Oh, you were on assignment there.
Yeah,
I was supposed to go, but I couldn't make it, so I called Trinae, and that's why I was like, "She don't even do the show with me." I was like, "Well,
this like... performance, and this is no shade, Sasha, but baby, what we saw on camera through the TV." This performance reminded me of when Carly Red got her yellow ass on that stage and said, Gucci Louis Prada, Gucci Louis Prada, Gucci, pop them tags, pop them tags. That's what it gave me.
Well,
with a little bit more time, she had a live band. I'll give her that.
She did
and her
one.
Hair was bomb.
She did look bomb that night. But
how
you
was
know
it
what?
Live? What
I
was
know,
the experience
I didn't know that she
like
was
live?
Trini. She's Trinidadian.
Yeah, she's Trinidadian.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. You know, the girls, they...
Speaking of Carly Red, she is, too.
Oh, they need to stop, because the performance...
she is.
That, the performance was not that bad. Like, I was like, okay. Like, I was...
So,
I don't
Trinae,
know if
you're
I
saying,
liked it.
You're saying like, that it was edited to look that
yeah,
way,
yeah,
it
was edited
bad.
To look terrible. Like, she couldn't sing. Like, she actually, like,
and all of the
could
cast
sing.
Was being shady. Well, they never showed any singing clips of her. It was kind of like her, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, that was yeah. not how it was.
And the video was... You looked amazing in the video, girl, but...
Yeah, I saw when I got home. Yeah, yeah. And remember they aired the clip after her, and we couldn't see because we were in here. When I was going back watching it and reading you all's comments, I was like, oh, this is cute. And so I decided to tweet a little link to her Apple Music page.
Okay.
And right, tweet her.
Plugging her.
How many songs did she do?
She did about three too many.
Trinae, did you drink that night? Melissa would like to know. Were you on the Bossard cognac
no,
that
but
night?
I had a
she
lot
can't
of
give
food that night, and I was feeling. You know, it was,
what kind of food did they have?
They like I treated always... me really great. I don't know if it's because I was like,
what kind of food did they have?
This guy or whatever had.
This
I
is
guess,
Inglewood. So what kind
they
of chicken?
They had like fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Quesadillas, nachos, all types of fatty
foods.
Oh,
all the
stuff
bad
stuff.
For you.
Yeah.
I've been sitting there resisting temptation.
No, I would have had that fried chicken. Like
I would have had one wing. One wing.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch
and
of
I
would
have been
it
done.
Was this guy, this bigger guy who ordered it all, and he was like, he had the food all in front of him like this, and I was like, he's like, come here. Come here, you want some food? He's like, you know, when you're around me, you always gonna eat.
And that's how he got your number.
No.
You see that ring?
He would have gotten a ring. You but treating daddy.
You treating sugar.
Yeah, I'm
hungry. I'm always hungry.
I need me a six piece. Lemon pepper.
But yeah, no, the performance, you know, Tia said
they had
everyone.
Ribs too.
Oh, what, you were there?
Were you there?
I didn't see you there. No, I'm just saying.
Were you there or are you BSing us? Because it's believable that they had poke ribs.
But I've seen it on the back table.
Basically, Sasha, she's the kind of person who doesn't care. You can tell she was really free on stage. I could see that. I could see that's that good. This meant a lot to her. You know, she was like, as long as my husband tells me it was a good performance, mm-hmm. that's all that matters.
And we could tell when we talked to her, when right. she gave us her extensive background in music, that this is not anything, you know.
But Autumn, you can tell she was.
But see, in the confessionals, Autumn was rooting her on. Autumn was her cheerleader.
But it was like,
ain't that how it always
was? No, it didn't seem like she was like, yeah, it was good.
That's why Sasha's favorite's Olivia.
It was really good. But and then Tia was like, not everyone is a Beyonce or a Whitney Houston. Like,
well, you tried that because those are two very, very difficult people to be compared to, Tia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not everybody is a Naomi Campbell either.
She could have got away with Britney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Auto-tune.
That is it. She knows that Whitney and Beyonce are two of the industry standards.
Yeah,
you know, you can't do that's not a fair comparison.
Basically. Like,
there will never be another Whitney.
So we get down to the nitty gritty, and Nicole is finally getting a backbone, and she's like, I'm going to get my own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's looking at apartments, and in my head, I'm like, okay, so is this going to work out for the relationship?
No, the relationship will end. If Nicole gets her own apartment, the relationship will most definitely end because there is absolutely nothing for Larry to work for. I'm not going to work to get you back. For what? I've already had my cake and I've eaten it two twice over.
Yeah. Mm.
You make my tea with the right amount of lemon. We have sex. We do like...
Like what else?
It's like a divorce without all the messy paperwork.
You going somewhere?
You going? You going to leave me in this big house by myself? That's what he said. Like when she told him the way she didn't even like feel comfortable like telling him, and it's always like that. Like every time she feels like she needs to talk to him, it's always like,
6 years you scared to talk to your man.
Like she didn't even look to him in the eye. Like you need to be
you
comfortable
in the same boat
with
as
your
Ashley,
man,
girl.
Right?
You
like
Ashley.
You definitely need to be comfortable with your man. Absolutely,
you should be able to talk to him about.
But
anything.
Maybe she doesn't have high self esteem or something. Like you don't know what. But like has happened as a result of the way people act towards their lovers.
That's
maybe she
true.
Has issues with separation. Like she doesn't want to be come off as too aggressive because if he leaves her, she doesn't know what she's gonna do. You know, like that type thing.
Girl, we need to send you to own. Meet Ayana.
I think that she wanted him to be like, no, okay, I'll marry you, like kind of thing.
As my man, I want you to fight for me.
Yeah,
because
he was
don't
like,
don't just be like. Yeah. All right, fam.
He was like, all right, well, I mean, if you move out, like, okay.
And that's when I would have been
red.
Like, I left a note in the hallway. Right. Do, do. By the time you hey. I'll be far away. Do, 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 do. I'm far away. Do, do. But I ain't fucking with nobody.
But I honestly felt so bad for her in this scene because her whole face was like
cracked.
And his was too. It was like, he honestly doesn't want this girl to move
well,
out.
In fairness, on the other side of the coin, how is he going to run the house without her? Right. He seems like a durr in that type of, you know, in that department. He don't know what
like
to do.
Like, my underwear ain't clean.
Right. Like, oh my God, where's the tea bag so I can make my tea?
Oh, he can do tea bags, all right. But
if I'm having threesomes with you, I hope I can at least state my feelings to you, Michelle D.
You know what? I'm done. I'm leaving.
Damn.
I mean, you always
that
giving
comment
up your, for real
was
though.
The comment of all comments.
Oh wow!
You giving up your friend's
that
booties
is
for
hilarious,
him to slap,
Michelle.
Girl,
go ahead, babe. It's okay.
Take a swing at it. So basically. This is just, like, a great moment to get into predictions.
And this is, like, their peak, too. Oh, yeah. Predictions.
I don't know.
This is, like, their peak episode.
Okay.
Whoa, fell flat. I'm just like, here's the thing, guys. Do we think Wags is really going to have a season 3?
No.
You don't
I don't think
so?
It's going to be. I think that they really tried it with
They're
the second
They're
going
to remix
one.
The cast if they do.
Yeah, they have to.
Because Wags Miami is starting. But this same roster of girls is not returning for a third season. If I were a network exec, I wouldn't order a third season. For what?
Yeah. Who would you?
I would start fresh. I would bring Tia back because and see what group of girls she can mess with.
Autumn's storyline is done. Yeah. Barbie's storyline is done. You're married happily. That's the same thing that was threatened Candy Burris on Real Housewives of Atlanta. You got your happily ever after with Todd and little baby Ace Wells Tucker.
Bye.
but yeah, Barbie's storyline is done. Autumn is done. Who else is
Sasha?
Done?
The cousin.
Sasha is. There's no point in Sasha being on the show.
Sophia could stay on.
I wouldn't be mad. Tia and Sophia could stay for me because they were the most entertaining part of
Natalie and Olivia. We've seen all that we need to see of you all.
There's no more growth there, really. Nope. Like it is what it is, and now I can't watch a third season.
No. Char won't be back. There won't be an after show. Char won't be here.
They bring those
if there's a third season. Okay.
So we don't know what's popping for next episode. But
did they give us a teaser for next week? Yeah, they did. It was more so centering around the move with Nicole trying. Remember, they were like, because Olivia and Natalie have a vacancy in their building. How convenient.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's what the next episode kind of really centered around.
So basically, she has a choice of deciding if she wants to move out. Because if she moves out, technically she's going to be like a single girl.
She will be.
Because that's what it sounds like. There's a vacancy with these two girls who are like party animals, and you're going to be leaving this house with Larry, and you're going to be living in this environment. So you're going to be a single girl. No more late night fees. Well, you know, I'm so glad that you tuned in with us. And, you know, we keep it live. We keep it real every episode. But you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Your Girl Trinae. Where can they follow you at?
You can find me everywhere at Char Says So. And tweet me. If you really want me to see your comment, tweet me.
Boom, hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
And don't forget to like and subscribe. And, you know, download us on iTunes so you can listen to us while you're driving. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.